Hi, and welcome to Eat My Words, a twice-monthly Arizona Highways podcast that celebrates Arizona's unique culinary culture. I'm your host, Kelly Vaughn. For this episode of Eat My Words, I'm thrilled to introduce Dwayne Allen of Big Marble Organics. Dwayne, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm hoping that you can give our listeners just a brief history of Big Marble and how it came to be.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Big Marble started behind the bar at a restaurant I used to own, Breadfruit and Rum Bar. We closed after the pandemic. And as a matter of fact, I posted a video of the very first time I fermented a ginger beer on the restaurant's Facebook page. And so that gives us a timestamp. And I don't have the specific date before me right now, but it was in 2013. 2013 was the first time I got some yeast from my friend Sam Pillsbury Wine, some champagne yeast. We put it in a container with sugar and ginger, and we made a video because it started to bubble. There's a little action there. And so the yeast was doing its thing, and we were thrilled about that. So that was about the first time I started, poking around with trying to make a ginger beer. Now, the impetus for that really stems from the fact that we were using a ginger beer that I grew up with in Jamaica. That's where I'm from, originally from Jamaica. And so as a kid, D&G ginger beer was the gold standard for ginger beer. And so when we opened the rum bar, naturally, that was the ginger beer we used. And we were using it in one of our top-selling cocktails, a Dark and Stormy. Now, one of the beautiful things about a Dark and Stormy is that we made it with two ingredients. It was rum and ginger beer. So as you can imagine, on a busy Friday night, it was very quick and efficient. Plus, it was delicious. And again, it was our number one seller. And then at some point around 2013, we couldn't get it anymore. They stopped exporting it to the U.S. And we tried every other brand. You name the brand, we tried it. And none of them worked in the same way. The cocktail had changed so dramatically that it was not as popular as it once was. People who loved it would send it back and say, hey, what's going on with this? And that was the time where I started poking around with trying to make my own ginger beer. And I, chatted with folks who were in the liquor business. And I mentioned Sam, about what similarities and how we could go about it. And so that's when we started. Now, fast forward to about 2018, summer of 2018 is when we really nailed the recipe. And it was so good that I made investment into a bunch of equipment, corny kegs and a CO2 canister. And, so we could make our own, and we were interested in bottling at the restaurant. By the time we figured that process out, how to get it in a bottle, the bottle that you see now out on the market, it was too much work. It made no sense for us to bottle it, only to open it behind the bar and dump it out. And the feedback was so wonderful from folks in the bar business. A good bit of my friends, were expressing interest. Like, hey, dude, could you make extra so we could have this behind our bar? That was when we thought, maybe we have something here. And it's certainly a case of hubris, because if you look at the facility now and think about where it started, I certainly had no intention to be as far down the rabbit hole as we are right now, where we have a 6,000 square foot facility of 1,000 gallon tanks and machines and warehouse storage with a container. We buy raw materials by the container load, and so it is a massive operation. And again, when I had this idea, it was really just a little side project. It was just this little curiosity that really got out of control. And so here we are, 3 years after launch. We launched in COVID, as a matter of fact, right in the middle of COVID, because we had built the facility and we got our permits in February of 2020. We got our certificate of occupancy and our organic permits. And so we thought, well, let's take another month to run some more tests, and we'll be ready to launch in April of 2020. And so we went straight from that to being mothballed, along with everything else in our society broadly. And it was about June when we decided, okay, we've got all this machinery, we've made all this investment. Let's just go in and fire up the machines and see what we can do. And so we're very thrilled to be here, 3+ years later. And that's the story.
It is remarkable. And it seems like some of the best things start as side products and then they just are projects and then they kind of snowball from there.
Sure.
Ginger beer by nature is spicy. You know, it has a pop to it, but Big Marble ginger beer is nice and spicy. And it seems to have an extra spice to it. So I don't want you to divulge any secret recipes or ingredients or anything, but what is it, do you think, that makes Big Marble stand out in the ginger beer field?
You know, we could play coy and pretend that there is some supercharged high speed, you know, secret that we're employing, but it really isn't. It's merely the fact that we're using real ingredients, you know, and that's truly what it comes down to. How we get the ginger into our product is we use a ginger extract, and it's a very specific process of extracting ginger. And that's what separates us. You know, when I was tinkering with this, what I was after was a really fresh ginger flavor, almost akin to taking a sliver of ginger and biting into it. That's really what I wanted. That was the experience I was familiar with. I think what sets Big Marble ginger beer apart from everybody else is most of them, for one, a significant amount of them aren't using real ginger. You turn that bottle around and read the ingredient label, it says nothing about ginger, right? You'll get things like, there's one popular brand that we often crack on, my team and I, the ingredient list, natural ginger beer flavor.
Ew.
And then we go, well, where do you get that? Is there a ginger beer tree or is there a ginger beer nut that you can extract that flavor from? There's no such thing, right?
Right.
And then what you'll also see quite commonly is the addition of either capsaicin for spice or cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. And that is a really flat, one-dimensional spice, right? Not as dynamic as the spice you get from ginger. It's a very deep, rooted, rich, and flavorful spice. And that's what Big Marble delivers.
You're not just ginger beer anymore. You have a whole line of mixers. Talk to us a little bit about the expansion and what the other products are.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking about that. Yeah, we started out in the very beginning with just the ginger beer. As a matter of fact, folks would refer to us as, you know, as a ginger beer company. I had friends would introduce me as, hey, this is Dwayne. He owns a ginger beer company. I'm going, that's not really it. We had tricks up our sleeve, you know, that we're continuing to deliver on. Having had the rum bar for 12 years and, you know, being at the forefront of developing cocktails and working on flavors, you know, I worked closely with my former partner in the kitchen to develop both the food menu and the dinner menu. And so, you know, some people have the gift of music, right? I've bought so many instruments over time. I've come to the conclusion that there is no musical ability in this body. But what I've been given, my gift to the world, is a sense of tastes. I like to think so. I've been told that many, many times over that, you know, my olfactory sense is somehow is special in that way. And so naturally, we built out this facility. We got the ginger beer going, and we were looking around at other experiences that we thought we could do better, if you will. So the next thing we launched was our extra dry tonic water. And extra dry, you have to think of it like a brut champagne would be kind of dry, right? And the thinking there was that I was not a fan of tonic water, particularly because of the amount of sweet that tonic water generally was. And so we've managed to create our tonic water with about 30, 35% less sugar than everybody else. And not because we wanted to make it low calorie or low sugar, we just wanted it to taste great. We wanted it to be the kind of tonic water where if you wanted to make a cocktail and use it, you can control the level of sweet. If you want it sweet, you could always add more sugar, but if it already has sugar loaded in it, there's nothing you can do, right? And so that we rolled out the tonic water. Next, we followed that up with proper lemon. And proper lemon was really based on what's referred to as bitter lemon everywhere else in the world. That's a thing. In Jamaica, we drink bitter lemon. The word bitter seems to not really ring that well, you know, around here in our town. And so we looked at the experience of a bitter lemon and thought, you know, this is great as a cocktail mixer. Is this also a place where we can innovate a bit? And so one, again, we looked at the sugar content. We looked at quality of ingredients. You'll see the common thread with all of Big Marble is that, you know, clean ingredients. So USDA certified organic and fair trade. So those are the two pillars that form the basis for Big Marble is one, social sustainability, as well as ecological sustainability. And we do that ecologically with our USDA organic. So we're looking at the expense of pesticide runoff, plus, you know, what it does for us to ingest these chemicals, these highly toxic chemicals. And then social sustainability through certified fair trade. So for those who aren't familiar with fair trade, this is an international conglomerate that ensures that the conditions that people work in on farms that are producing our ginger and our sugar, for example, these folks are treated in an equitable way. They are paid a fair wage and such like that. So those are some of the core tenets, and that's reflected across all the SKUs. My most favorite is the latest we just launched, and by latest, I mean within the last month, is our proper hibiscus. That was a fun beverage to create. And as a matter of fact, in 2013, the idea to carbonate a beverage started with the hibiscus, mm-hmm. albeit we refer to it as sorrel. Sorrel is a traditional Christmas drink in Jamaica, not unlike Jamaica if you go to a Mexican restaurant, for example. The difference here is that we put a few more ingredients in it. For example, Jamaican allspice that gives it a very rooted kind of flavor. And also some warm spice notes characteristics, a little bit of cloviness, and it just plays beautifully well with the hibiscus. And then with just a tad bit of ginger, not enough so much so that you go, ah, there's ginger in this. It just plays in the background. And so when all of these things come together, it delivers a fantastic experience. And so we spent a good bit of time trying to figure out how to not make sorrel and essentially make something else that delivered the essence of sorrel, but that was lighter, crisper, that would be more appropriate rather than it being a Christmas beverage for any time of year, especially in Arizona. So yeah, so we've got four wonderful SKUs and we're excited about.
All right, you're making me thirsty, Duane. It's the dog days of summer, obviously. We're all roasting here in Phoenix, where the podcast is based, where you're based. Do you have a go-to summer cocktail using, you know, any of your items, the ginger beer, the proper hibiscus, the lemon? Is there one that you've really been crushing on this summer?
Well, there's two that I've been crushing on this summer. And I, you know, I say that respectfully of the ginger beer, but it's been on the back burner for several months now. One, I found myself on this gin and tonic kick. Easy to do, right? All you need is a tall glass with some ice, maybe a sliver of lemon or lime, depending on your preference. A good gin, and then Big Marble extra dry tonic water. And that came about because I met these wonderful folks who are producing an absolutely amazing gin that is made with forged botanicals from up in Coconino County. Sunkliff Gin is who I'm talking about. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, they've actually been on the podcast.
Oh, wonderful. So we met those guys and we go, huh, an Arizona G&T? Is that a thing? Could we make that a thing? And I have just been hooked. Now, of late, however, it's been the proper hibiscus. And I'm not even making a cocktail with that. Just a tall glass with ice, a zest of lemon, and I am sucking it down like a child on the play field. It is absolutely divine. So those two. And of course, you can add a little vodka or gin or any spirit of your choice. Goes very well with either of the SKUs that we produce.
Sounds delicious. Now, Big Marble is behind the bar at a lot of restaurants all around town, all around Arizona, really. Where can people pick up a 4-pack of Big Marble products?
I'm glad you asked. AJ's. AJ's has been our most ardent partner as we've rolled this thing out. And so the 4 packs of ginger beer, tonic water, and proper lemon are available at AJ's. Ginger beer you can find at Fry's, Whole Foods, and Total Wine. By fall, they should be picking up the other SKUs. The proper lemon, you'll have to order that online at bigmarble.com because that's only a month out. And so there are some of the choice bars and restaurants around town that will already have it in inventory. But it's so new, it's not at retail yet. But all of our products are available for order online at bigmarble.com. We'll box it up and we'll ship it out to you anywhere in the country.
Fantastic. Duane Allen of Big Marble Organics, cheers to you. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Kelly. This was fun. Have a great day.
For more information about Big Marble Organics, visit bigmarble.com. For more information about Arizona Highways, visit arizonahighways.com. This and all episodes produced by Sarah Heater. Until next time, eat my words.